Welcome to Locked On NBA Draft, joined as always by Leif Tillin. My name is Richard Stamen. With March Madness coming up and the best time of the year with crazy March scenarios, we got it all covered. We're going to talk about some of the big games coming up in the conference tournament, and also we're going to preview our All-American predictions coming up next on Locked On NBA Draft.
Locked On NBA Draft, your daily podcast on the NBA Draft, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up? Welcome back to Locked On NBA Draft. Again, joined as always by Leif Tillin to preview the college championship week, for college tournaments. This is the pre-NCAA tournament, but the conference tournament, for what we project. We're going to cover all the Power 5, so ACC, Pac-12, SEC, Big 12, Big 10, and then the American Athletic Conference, the I'm blanking on one that we had just... The Big East, thank you. The two non-Power 5, Power 5 teams. I went through that and I knew there was something missing, and then a surprise one at the end. Leif, how excited are you for conference championship week?
Can't wait, baby. Best week of the year. If you could give me the 3 days of that make up the championship weekend, like semis, finals, and then the Sunday finals as well, those three, take out the 4 days of waiting till Thursday Madness, and you put it, replace those with the four first days of the conference tournament, or the champion March Madness. Anyway, I'm so excited I'm messing up my words here. But you put those 7 days into it, and it's a 10-day span. But if you could take those 7 days, favorite week of the year. I'm going to San Diego watching some March Madness. I can't wait. It's the best time of the year, man. Can't wait.
Yeah, I go out to Fort Worth once a week for TCU games when it's the regular season. You know, this week I'm not going, and maybe in a couple weeks I might have to – or actually, God, is it next week now? Selection Sunday is this upcoming Sunday. Next week is the games. Maybe next week I'll go out to Dickey's Arena in Fort Worth and catch a game. I know TCU can't go because they're a host for that, but – hopefully we'll get some good games. I might take off work and go down, but I'll be at the Conference USA tournament. I don't know if you're going to any tournaments. Conference tournaments are in Salt Lake City, but it looks like not with the head shake. So let's go straight into it. Let's start with, since we already were talking about the Big 12, is going to be in Kansas City. Let's start with them. Round one, I think it's almost an irrelevant game. It's the basement game. And just to let you know, there's 9 teams in it. I don't know if it was purposely excluding Oklahoma State because they're tournament ineligible, or if this is what it is every year and I've just never paid attention to it, but I'm pretty sure it's the Oklahoma State thing. It starts with Kansas State and West Virginia. They're the two worst eligible teams in the conference. They play a play-in game to play Kansas, the number one seed. Kansas will win that. I really don't think it's even a discussion worth having. Then Baylor, Oklahoma, and then unfortunately, I actually don't know what one of the other games is because I don't know what the 3-6 is because the Big 12's website completely blocks it off. But there's also Texas TCU, so I can assume it's Texas Tech and Iowa State. But who's to say, really? Talk to me about some of your predictions you've got for this.
Yeah, you look at it, and the Kansas won on a tiebreaker to get the number one seed. And I think that is really important in trying to win this tournament because you'd rather not face Texas Tech and Baylor. And in the other case, Baylor is the team that would face Texas Tech and Kansas if they are able to run the table through the bottom side as a 2 seed. So I think Kansas has the front edge because they've got fewer as tough opponents. But that said, they've got a tough side. They just struggled with Texas at home. That was their first win against Texas in the past three. So that was 3 in a row they'd lost to Texas. They won their 4th in overtime in Lawrence to clinch the share of the championship. I think you run through it and you say, well, Baylor should win their opening one, and then Texas Tech has beaten them twice. That's the game I'm looking forward to most. I'm hoping that one happens. But I wouldn't be surprised if you get an upset in that first round that prevents one of these 1-4, 2-3 matchups. I'm hoping for that 2-3 matchup to see how legit Baylor's hot streak is, featuring Jeremy Sohan as a kind of 0.5 who's really starting to climb up draft boards as well as make them a lot better. And see if LJ Cryer is coming back. Because if not, I've still got my worries about Baylor as a championship contender, but they're surely heading in the right direction.
Yeah, Baylor's a team who I think they started conference play. I was pretty sold they were going to go to the Final Four, and then injuries just really hit them hard. A few weeks ago, might have been a month now, Jonathan Chama-Achachua went down with a knee injury. The anchor of their defense, I would argue, off the bench. That injury really hurts. I agree with you. I think there will be an upset in the first four seeds. I could see TCU beating Texas. They've struggled the first two games, especially the first game. Texas blew them out. So that could be something to watch, and TCU has a big swing on their range of where they could go. They could be a 7 seed. They could be a 10 seed. They could be anywhere in between. So they have a lot to gain here. They kind of went off the bubble by beating Texas Tech and Kansas back-to-back. But ultimately, I think what we're going to see in a final, and I agree with you, I think Baylor gets past Oklahoma. Let's do predictions, I guess, at this point. So I agree Baylor gets past Oklahoma. I could see the way that Texas Tech won, they don't play well away from home, but also they're sliding. I kind of could see Iowa State pulling off an upset, but also I think Texas Tech regroups because good teams do that. So I got Texas Tech Baylor versus Kansas TCU. And then I got Kansas winning that, even though TCU played in both games very well. Obviously they beat them. And then Baylor beats Texas Tech. And then I really think Baylor wins the Big 12 tournament still, even with their shortcomings. They're just that good of a team. Kendall Brown, Jeremy Sohan, the list goes on. I mean, they have NBA prospects. They have really good college players. They're set up to win this tournament. Who's your prediction to win it in game by game?
I'm going with Baylor as well. I'm going to take Texas Tech to beat Iowa State, same as you. I think that'll be a good game between Baylor and Texas Tech, but I'm going to take Baylor. I just think that you're not going to beat the team three times, especially they're playing far better, and Texas Tech is starting to kind of show their inability offensively, and defense isn't going to win you every game. They're going to be in every game, but you're not going to win every game. K-State and West Virginia, winner plays Kansas. I'm gonna take Kansas. Though if K-State wins, I think there might be some bad blood. You could get a close game there. I'm going to take Texas. I mean, I'm taking the 4 over TCU. I think that their team's starting to put it together. And TCU, not that they should feel safe, but I think they're safely in at this point. And I think that adrenaline that's pushed them, like, oh, man, we got to beat these teams, like, it wears off a little bit. And Texas beats them. And I'm going to take Texas to beat Kansas just because they've played them really well. They just lost in a close one, and you could have argued they should win. I think Kansas is a far better team than Texas, but I just think like they match up interestingly. And then I'm going to go Baylor over Texas.
Yeah, I like that. I actually, when you were going through it, I was like, I don't know, I could actually see Texas making it. That game, that TCU game, is a really big swing whether the conference tournament goes chalk or if Texas goes. And I could see them winning it because their guard play is really good. They could easily outmatch Kansas's guards, which becomes a worry for Kansas, obviously, in the big tournament. But I could see that being the case as well. So let's move on to another Power 5 conference. We'll do the first three being the bigs. So we'll do Big 10, Big 12, Big East. Let's move to the Big 10 conference tournament. So this one starts with two same kind of format with the two play-ins pretty much between the worst four teams, Nebraska, Northwestern, Minnesota, Penn State. For everyone who's watching any of these games just for draft, Nebraska, Northwestern actually has a decent matchup. It's not a head-to-head, but Pete Nance on Northwestern, brother of Larry Nance, and Nebraska's Bryce McGowan's, both of those draftable prospects. McGowan's could be a first-round pick. I'm going to just do straight predictions through this, but I've got Nebraska playing Iowa. Iowa will win. There's no doubt about that. Then I'm just going to go round by round, I guess. So Indiana, Michigan. Indiana's got everything to play for. They're the first team out, right now, according to Joe Lenardi, as of Monday. So I could see them really wanting to win. And Michigan's beatable. They're also on the bubble. That's got huge implications. Maryland versus Michigan State. I'm safely going Michigan State. Ohio State will get a winner of a play-in featuring Penn State and Minnesota. I have Ohio State. Then Ohio State could play Purdue. I've got Purdue. I'm going chalk with that. And then Michigan State, Wisconsin, depending on how bad Johnny Davis's whatever it was, ankle, lower body, what they called it. I could see Michigan State, not only because of Tom Izzo, but also that beating Wisconsin. Iowa will beat Rutgers. And then Indiana versus Illinois. I have Illinois. And then Iowa versus Ohio State, or excuse me, Purdue in the conference final, and then I'll have Iowa winning it. I'm just all in on Keegan Murray and what he could do for the team. So what are your predictions?
I think for the most part, we're going to agree here. I've got Nebraska beating Northwestern to play Iowa. I'll take Iowa in that matchup. I'm going to go with Michigan beating Indiana. And I think they're already in, but I think they're playing really, really well right now. And I think if Hunter Dickinson's back from his stomach flu, that's a tough team to beat because they got confidence playing without him and they picked up a big win in hostile territory. So I got now on that side, that's Michigan and Illinois. I'm going to take Illinois because I think they're the better team in that one. And Kofi kind of cancels out Dickinson more than Dickinson cancels out Kofi. And then I also think the guard play for Illinois is better, led by Trent Frazier and Andre Curbelo. And then Alfonso Plummer is capable of really getting hot from three. It's a dangerous team. A lot of people, I heard Casey Jacobson today on the radio show I work for, say he's got Illinois as a Final Four team. So something to keep your eye on. I'll go to the bottom side before I say who's going to win the championship, because that'd be hard to do. They'd actually be meeting Rutgers or Iowa, because I said Iowa's going to beat Nebraska or Northwestern. I'm going to take Rutgers. I think they got a double bye, and they're going to prep, and I just believe in Steve Peichel right now. I love Keegan Murray. I think I was one of the very first people to like Keegan Murray, so this is not an insult on Keegan Murray. I just think that Rutgers is playing exceptionally hard right now. Ron Harper Jr. is leading the way. I'm going to take Illinois to beat Rutgers. Now I'm going to go to the bottom side. Excuse me. And so I'm going to take Penn State to beat Minnesota. I'm going to take Ohio State to beat Penn State. Michigan State's going to beat Maryland again. And then I think I'm going to go with Purdue. They just get a double bye. They get to sit there and think, wow, how are we the three seed in the conference that we should have won? And they're going to beat Ohio State. Then I'm going to take Purdue over Michigan State, who's going to beat Wisconsin if Johnny Davis is out. And I think even with Johnny Davis, that's a close game because Michigan State's going to come out motivated. Purdue's going to get revenge from their recent loss to Michigan State. And I got Purdue and Illinois, which is two of the best teams. And I'm going to go with Purdue to win this one. This will be the third win over Illinois. I think Purdue is just going to come out really motivated for the Big Ten tournament and try to make a statement and say, hey, we are a contender. Because a lot of people have kind of said, oh, Purdue's not for real because their defense isn't very good. And I think they're going to win the Big Ten tourney.
Yeah, the Big Ten is definitely one of the more intriguing ones. And it feels like every single game has a good matchup, especially in the bottom half where you could see Max Christie versus Johnny Davis and Jaden Ivey back-to-back games. That's a huge one. Max Christie is a first-round prospect wing that's, I'd say, a really good defender, growing shooter. So that's something to watch. Let's go to the final one before we take a break here. In the final big conference, the Big East, this one has an interesting format. It has five teams get a bye, five teams play in a first round. It starts with Xavier Butler, which sounds like a player's name, but that is actually the matchup. I have Xavier winning that. They really underwhelmed this year, but I still think they will win that. St. John's DePaul, man, both teams also underwhelmed, I would say. DePaul is 500, St. John's with Champagne, even though he missed some time, really underwhelmed. I'll go with St. John's by a hair. They just played a few weeks ago too. And then Seton Hall beating Georgetown. This might be unpopular at this point, but Georgetown's not going to do what they did last year. They've been terrible. And they're not getting lucky again. Providence will beat Xavier. Creighton Marquette will be a really good game, but I've got Marquette. Villanova versus St. John's or DePaul. I guess I chose St. John's, but it doesn't really matter. It's not either team's getting past there. And then Seton Hall versus UConn, that could go either way. I think that's an underrated choice for an upset. I'm going with UConn, though. I'm kind of going chalk on this. And then I got Marquette over Providence and Villanova over UConn. And in the final, I'm not doubting Jay Wright. Villanova is going to beat Marquette. So I'm interested to hear your thoughts on this.
For the most part, I'm kind of mirroring you here. I really wanted UConn and Nova on opposite sides of the bracket. And I wanted to see UConn play Providence, then Nova, or Providence beats UConn. Unfortunately, we don't get that unless it happens the opposite direction. I'm going to go Xavier over Butler. I've got St. John's over DePaul, Seton Hall over Georgetown. I don't think John Thompson, like the magic they worked last year, is going to save them. Gus Johnson's call last year of when Big East was won was awesome, but I don't think we're going to get that again. Starting from the bottom, so I'm going to go with UConn over Seton Hall. I think that is the best quarterfinal matchup, but I think UConn's got more to prove right now. They're trying to improve their seeding and get a four, and Seton Hall is in the tournament. They don't have like a horrible bubble conundrum where they have to win. Nova's going to beat St. John's, though. I think Julian Champagne's awesome. I think that Providence and Xavier is going to be sneaky close, but I'm going to take Providence. I've got Marquette beating Creighton just like you. I'm going to take Providence over Marquette. I just think that their size is the issue, whereas Marquette kind of thrives on out-rebounding teams. Justin Lewis is an awesome player. If you haven't watched him, take a look at Justin Lewis, first team All Big East. I'm going to go with UConn. No, I'm going to go with Villanova. I was going to say I'm going to go with UConn. I really like UConn. I got a lot of bodies, but I think
– You can't doubt Jay Wright.
Well, see, my thing is not even like doubting Jay Wright. It's more that UConn just beat Nova, and I was impressed with it. But I was more impressed with Villanova, like, losing that game, and they probably should have won on the road and didn't have, like, a fully healthy backcourt. So it was more like, oh, wow, Villanova's really good. And then Villanova and Providence, I'm going to go with Providence. No, I'm going Nova. That one was intentional. I was trying to mislead you, pull a little not so fast. I do think Jay Wright's hard to beat. And I also think for a guy who is kind of low on Nova coming in, I think we'll talk about this with contenders and pretenders next week. But I was lower on Nova because they have the same team minus Jeremiah Robinson Earl, but they're better this year than they were last year. And I'm kind of high on Villanova right now. So Nova's going to win the Big East.
There you have it. Villanova for both of us for winning the Big East. Well, let's take a break for a second. If you want to know a place to bet and use our predictions to put them into practice, BetOnline is the number one spot for all your sports betting needs. You can bet on any conference tournament game. You can bet on any NCAA tournament game. And even when the NCAA tournament comes around, you know there's other tournaments. There's the CIT, there's the CBI, there's the NIT. Use them all. You can bet on all of them on betonline.net. And it's not just basketball. You can also bet on hockey. If baseball decides to ever come back, you can bet on that. Boxing, UFC, you name it, they have it. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends in action. BetOnline, where the game starts. So back with Leif Thulin to continue our discussion on the conference tournaments and previewing and predicting what we see happening in this week of college championship week. We did the Big East, Big 12, and Big 10 on the other side. Let's start with the ACC. So the ACC, that one's in Brooklyn. It's an intriguing one. They do the same thing with the play-in games pretty much, and then you get byes. Some teams get the top four seeds get double byes. The top nine seeds all get a bye. So it starts with Pitt versus Boston College. And these games, I think, actually, the ACC, every single one of them is irrelevant. Clemson, NC State, Louisville, Georgia Tech. For the sake of predicting, I will do it. I'll say Pitt beats Boston College because I really don't trust either of those teams. Clemson will beat NC State despite NC State actually having two NBA caliber guards in Turquavion Smith and Darion Sebron. Louisville over Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech has just horribly underwhelmed despite having an NBA prospect in Michael DeVoe. And then Virginia will beat Georgia Tech. Virginia Tech will beat Clemson. Whoever I said, I don't even remember if I made a prediction, but either way, they're going to win. Wake Forest and Alondis Williams will beat Pitt or Boston College. And then Florida State, Syracuse. Syracuse blew a terrible game against Miami. I think Syracuse has lost all momentum. I'm going Florida State, and I'm not doubting Leonard Hamilton. And then, so all the teams on a bye will win. So that puts at the bottom Virginia versus North Carolina. And honestly, I kind of could see Virginia winning this. I know North Carolina has all the momentum, completely crashing Coach K's last game at Cameron Indoor, but I think Virginia's going to have some momentum from actually playing the game more recently. And I'm going to go with Virginia in the upset. And then I'll go Notre Dame over Virginia Tech. That's the 2/7. Miami over Wake Forest, and then Duke over Florida State. And then from there, Miami's played Duke well. They beat them once. But I think Duke still wins, and they make the final against Virginia. And with that, I think Duke will win the conference. What are your predictions on the ACC?
I think this is going to be my most upset-riddled bracket. I've got a few for us. So I'll start with the games that you labeled as irrelevant. I pretty much agree. I kind of hope we're wrong, though. I want a Cinderella.
Hey, I want madness.
Yeah, I want it to be chaotic. I'm going to go with Pitt over Boston College. I'm going to go NC State over Clemson. And I'll go Louisville over Georgia Tech. I'll start at the bottom. I think Virginia is going to beat Louisville just like they did a couple days ago. Then Virginia Tech is going to beat NC State. Wake is going to beat Pitt. And I'm going to go with Syracuse over Florida State. And the reason I will is Florida State doesn't have any shooting. And the 2-3 zone might cause them some issues. Neither of these teams are locked by any means, so they might need to win the tournament. And this should be a highly contested game, and I'm curious. Unfortunately, I don't think winner of that game, I'm going to go with Cuse. Like I said, I don't think Cuse has beaten Duke. Coach K has got the keys to Boeheim's zone, unfortunately, and they're angry. They didn't want K to go out like that. I think Duke's going to crush Syracuse. I'm going to go with Wake over Miami. I think Alondis Williams, Jake LaRavia, they're going to end up getting to the semis, trying to punch a ticket under ACC Coach of the Year Forbes. Now, here's some upsets. I mean, that was a 5-4, but that doesn't count. I've got Virginia Tech beating Notre Dame. I really think Virginia Tech is a tournament team, and they just haven't put together quite the resume, but they got the talent. Offensively, they're clicking. Defensively, they should be better. I think there's no
more time. Sorry to interrupt, but also shout out Keve Aluma, who is like the most veteran player I've ever seen in college basketball. Like, that wins games too. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, and that's something for me, is I think that if you were to play the tail half of the season, I think Virginia Tech is far better than what they were early on, and that's what matters right now. And I also think that Virginia Tech is kind of a sleeping giant in this tournament because they got a really nice draw. Virginia, North Carolina, I'll be rooting for Virginia, but I think Carolina is going to win just because of their size inside. Armando Baycott's going to dominate on the glass. And if they spread out, I think it'll be a good game because traditionally Tony Bennett's had Roy Williams' number. Now it's not Roy, it's Hubert. But I think on paper, Carolina should win this game. So I'll go with Carolina and leave my hopes out of that one. Then starting at the bottom, I'm going to take Virginia Tech to beat Carolina. I'm going to have them all the way to the final. And then I've got Duke beating Wake Forest. And I think Duke's going to win the ACC. I just don't see them losing K's last home game and the ACC tournament. I hope they do.
But hey, the odds of that are low. So, yeah, we both got Duke on that. Let's go next to the Pac-12 tournament. The Pac-12 tournament's got a pretty straightforward path. This will actually probably be the most direct one we cover. So it starts with Arizona State versus Stanford. I've got Stanford winning. I think that's a good time for Harrison Ingram to shine. Oregon versus Oregon State. Oregon State, I can't say anything nice about them. And Oregon, I think, is just going to – they're going to be able to go ahead and push that bubble odds. I'll get to that later. But Washington State will beat Cal. Washington will beat Utah. And then I have Stanford losing to Arizona. I wanted to build that up for a second. And then I have Oregon upsetting Colorado, just because I really do think they're going to try and make a push into that bubble. And then UCLA beats Washington State. USC beats Washington. Then you got the battle of Southern Cal. You got USC, UCLA. And I am torn. I want to go just put this entire bracket pretty much chalk outside of the Colorado-Oregon upset. But I'm going to go with USC over UCLA and then Arizona over Oregon. It'll be a very close game, I think. And then Arizona State beats USC. So, and I might've just said I meant USC over UCLA if I said that wrong, but now I'm doubting myself. What's your Pac-12 predictions?
I think I pretty much have the same bracket as you. I will say I am a Stanford fan, but they're playing poorly right now. So I'm going to take Arizona State on that one. And then the other one I'm going to disagree with you on is I'm not. I'm going to go with USC over UCLA this time too. I think UCLA is a better team. I just think that USC has their number, even though UCLA just won and they're going to get back at you. I do have Oregon getting far as well, and everything but the ASU and Stanford is, and actually I think Utah might beat Washington. They played terribly. Wow. Absolutely terribly. And Washington, there's one of the few teams that they've played well against, and they kind of blew both games. So I'll take Utah over Washington.
Does this have anything to do with, correct me if I'm wrong, you go to the University of Utah?
No, I'm a Stanford fan.
So. Oh, okay. My bad. Well, just making sure. Well, so you both have Arizona, correct?
Yeah.
Perfect. So another one we agree on. Now the SEC. The SEC tournament gets a little bit hectic. This is another one. I don't really think the bottom four are going to do anything. Ole Miss plays Mizzou. I'll take Ole Miss. And then I have Vanderbilt over Georgia. From there, things will get crazy. I have Florida beating Texas A&M. Both are kind of bubble teams. They both need it. One of them will be eliminated from this game. LSU will beat Ole Miss. Mississippi State will beat South Carolina. And shout out to South Carolina. They went from pretty bad in the SEC to actually pretty respectable and almost on the bubble. Almost. And then Alabama will beat Vanderbilt. Alabama will then meet Kentucky. And depending on the health, I think this is a good chance for Ty Washington to get healthy. You know, he'll have 5 days off, I think, after at this point, maybe six, if my math is correct. I think this could be a good chance for him to look good for Kentucky. I have Kentucky winning. I have Mississippi State upsetting Tennessee, and this may or may not have something to do with the fact that I absolutely love Iverson Molinar, especially in a head-to-head with Kennedy Chandler. I then have LSU upsetting Arkansas, and then Auburn beats Florida, and then LSU upsets Auburn, and in the final, LSU beats Kentucky. So I'll go with Tari Eason. I'll probably be wrong. I'm going with the NBA draft outlook here, but Tari Eason, that dude is going to climb in the SEC tournament. So that's my prediction.
I like it. I'll go with Ole Miss beating Missouri. I've got Vandy beating Georgia. I'm going to go – do I take Scottie Pippen Jr. over Bama?
I almost did. I actually thought about it because him versus JD and Quinterly is pretty winnable for him. But everyone else would have to
show up. He'll win the individual matchup, but Bama will be too much. So I'll take Bama. Then I got South Carolina. I'll take Mississippi State as well, but their run's going to end against Tennessee. Then Tennessee's defense is too good. Like, they're ridiculous on defense. Their offense is leaves a little bit to be desired, but they're really, really good on defense. Then I'm going to take, I'll take Kentucky over Alabama. I thought about that one because, like you said, Ty's come back, and he's not fully healthy, and I wonder if they're going to lose one there, but I'm going to take Kentucky there. I've got Florida beating Texas A&M. LSU is going to beat Ole Miss. I got Arkansas beating LSU. Florida and Auburn. Auburn's going to win this one, but it's going to be close. Florida is kind of a scrappy team that I wouldn't want to play if they make the 11 game. If they're a playing team, that's the team I don't want to play. So now I've got Auburn and Arkansas. I'm going to go with Arkansas. Then at the bottom, I got Kentucky and Tennessee, and I'm going to go with Kentucky. And then Kentucky is going to beat Arkansas narrowly if Ty is healthy, which is a big, big disclaimer. And if not, I'll go with Arkansas. But I feel good about that. I mean, that's the tournament I'm most excited to watch, actually. The SEC tournament from the quarters onwards is awesome.
It's the best conference this year in basketball. Like, what's there not to like? So, we finally went a little bit different. Let's move on to the final two. So the American Athletic Conference. They're an interesting one because Memphis just beat Houston on Sunday, which put them, I think, securely into the conference, the NCAA tournament, which leaves SMU as the last team in, according to Joe Lunardi. I struggle to see them being a three-team conference in the NCAA tournament, especially when teams like conferences like I feel like the Pac-12 has been somewhat down with Oregon, for example, really disappointing. And then the ACC just not being all that good. I think there's a good chance for them to sneak in a fourth team because if you assume it's Houston, Memphis, a third team, and then SMU. So for the conference, I got Cincinnati beating East Carolina in the opener. They'll lose to Houston. For the other openers, Tulsa will beat Wichita State. I think that momentum and the game winner over UCF will do a lot for them, but it'll stop short when they lose to SMU. And then in the final opener, I've got UCF over South Florida. And then in the boldest of bold predictions, just because I am from Orlando and I lived right next to UCF. And also I like CJ Walker a little bit. And I think they're actually a pretty good team. And I just don't trust Memphis whatsoever. I got UCF over Memphis. I think Memphis still stays in the tournament. But that's a bold prediction of mine. And then SMU beats UCF. After that, Tulane over Temple, Houston over Tulane, and then I've got Houston over SMU, so Houston ends up winning the AAC. What did you have? I know you probably don't have UCF beating Memphis, so I'm interested to hear what you have.
I'll start at the top here. I got Cincy beating East Carolina. They play Houston, and they run into the buzzsaw that is a slightly angered Kelvin Sampson. I'm going to go with Temple over Tulane. Tulsa and Wichita State. I'm going to go with Wichita State. I think that's going to be a really good game, though. That might be the best game of this tournament. SMU and Wichita State. I'm going to go with SMU, though. I will say I think Wichita State's got some capacity to pull it up. So I do have UCF beating South Florida, but their run is going to end against Memphis. I think Memphis's defense, which has been good all year, has really hit a new level. And if they can hit some shots, I watched them play Houston and they move the ball and actually hit their open jump shots. That's a scary team. I don't want to play in the tournament. And I think they did clinch their spot in the tournament. SMU and Memphis. I think Memphis should win, but I think Kendrick Davis is going to be, he's going to be out for blood, but I'm going to take Memphis. Then I'm going to take Houston to beat Temple. Houston's going to get their revenge and get their first win against Memphis this year.
I like it. I like it. I'm ready for Houston. So we both got Houston yet again. This is, I don't know the last time there was a tournament. I think it started, a few years ago, and it's been kind of on and off in the Ivy League. So I wanted to touch on that. Let's just give a winner. There are four teams in this. It's Princeton versus Cornell, Yale versus Penn. Who do you have? I got Princeton personally. I'm going with the favorite.
Yeah,
I don't know anything about the conference.
I was doing some bracketology. I was really getting into the weeds the other day, and I was going through these projection sites driven off analytics, and I stumbled across Princeton being a 14 seed, and they had some nice analytics. So I'm gonna go with Princeton as well. I can't say I've watched them this year. I have watched some Ivy League basketball in years past. I was actually very high on the Yale team that had Mieoni. But this year I haven't watched any, but I'm just going to go with the analytics I stumbled across last night, and I'm going to go with Princeton.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good pick. So these are your conference tournament previews. On the other side, we will talk about our All-American team previews. So for the final portion of our show, let's talk All-Americans. We are going to predict the All-American teams. Leaf, do you want to do both teams or just the first team?
Let's start first and then build our way out if we have time.
So let's start with the guards. I think it's tough. I think this is a tough one. Actually, let's start centers. I think this is a lot easier. I think the center is Oscar Tshiebwe. Who's your center? We'll build this position by position.
I'm going to put Tshiebwe at my power forward, and I'll take Drew Timmy.
Ah, classic pulling an all NBA thing, which will happen this year, by the way, when they put Jokic at center and Embiid at power forward. I like this. I personally did not prepare for that strategy. I was going to be a rule follower and, you know, not disobey, but here we are. I like that pick because actually I was going to put, I was struggling between Kofi and Timmy as my second team center. So this makes it easier. My forwards, I'll start the forward conversation off. I'm going to go with Keegan Murray and likely SEC player of the year runner-up, Jabari Smith. Who are your forwards?
I'm going to go with Keegan Murray, and I've already put Timmy in, but I kind of regret it now. I'll go Keegan Murray.
Hey, this is what you get for bending the rules. I hate when NBA voters do it, and now I'm mad at you for doing it.
Well, I don't think Jabari's going to be a first-team All-American, and I'm Jabari's biggest fan. Yeah,
that's fair. That's fair. I'm probably looking at this too much with the college lens, which can hurt me. So I totally get where my shortcomings are here. Let's go to guards. I'm not going to lie, this one is a hard one because I think the first one is pretty safe. I'm very confident Jaden Ivey will be a first team All-American. After that, who do you have? Or you don't agree?
I have a Big Ten guard. I've got Johnny Davis.
I was thinking about putting him, but honestly, I was struggling because I was looking at the team success lens too much, and I almost had Colin Gillespie there.
I've got Johnny Davis and Ochai Agbaji, no traditional point guard.
Okay, I like that. You know what? I'll take Davis and Ivy then. Let's go to second team and go in reverse order. So let's continue with the guards. I'll clearly go with Colin Gillespie, and I like the Ochai Agbaji addition there at guard. So who are your guards?
So I'll have the same two that I'm missing here. I'll have Gillespie and Ivy.
Perfect. Okay, so at least we got one of them right on together on those. Who are your forwards for this? I'm going to let you kick this off.
Because this Jabari. You got to give me my boy. Jabari and Benedict Mathurin. And I'll put him at the three.
Dude, this is tough. This is really hard. I think – I want to bend the rules here, but I'm gonna completely exclude somebody by doing this. I don't like what I'm about to do, but I think I'm just gonna do it and say F it. I'm gonna put in my forwards. I'm gonna go with Drew Timmy and Chet Holmgren. I know that is such a cheat code because they're literally power forward center, But you put Drew Timmy at power forward, and Chet has also played power forward at times. I'm going to do it. So Gonzaga at the forwards. And it's hard because I'm leaving people off, but I really do think
they're like missing someone. I love Mathurin, but I feel like there's someone I'm missing. But and then at my center, I'm going Kofi.
Yeah, I've been looking through the Wooden Award winners, candidates. And I mean, like, there's Johnny Juzang is on there, EJ Liddell, Paolo is someone that we haven't named. And you said your center was Kofi?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's mine too. So that was my trick.
I've got a big question here. This is not about All Americans because we could do third team, but this is a better question than who's a third team All American. Who is the Big Ten Player of the Year? It hasn't been announced yet, so we're not cheating. But who's the Big Ten Player of the Year?
I mean, if you would have asked me, this was trivia, like you coming in for a few days in the future, and like I would say it's probably Johnny Davis. I'd have a really hard time not having him. I think he had two games in single digit scoring, maybe three. So I'd go him. Who's yours?
I mean, I have no idea. Like, I think this could go so many ways. I think it's going to be Johnny Davis. I would go with Keegan Murray, though.
Yeah, I think I personally would go with Keegan Murray, but I think Johnny Davis, being the one-man show that he has been at Wisconsin, I mean, I don't know if you've seen what I think it's Jeff Goodman says it, where, and I agree with him, this team doesn't even sniff the NIT if you just replace Johnny Davis with an average college basketball player. Like, he is doing carrying hard. Whereas Keegan Murray on Iowa, there are other talented players. I mean, his brother, for example, is pretty good. So I do think voters will go with like the Russell Westbrook kind of MVP, you know,
and they won the conference, or at least a share of it.
True.
I think that's the pick. I'm the other part of this question is which of the guys that as follows: Jaden Ivey, Johnny Davis, Keegan Murray, Liddell, Hunter Dickinson, and Kofi don't make first team, but unfortunately the Big Ten does 10, and I hate it. I want five.
Yeah,
but
if it were normal, I think Hunter Dickinson would actually be the one to go. I think the team success argument just cuts him from that.
Ron Harper Jr. is a beast as well.
Who?
Ron Harper Jr.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah.
He'll be first team in 10, but he'd be second team before 5.
Right. Yeah, I liked him a lot last year as a future player. His shot was a little bit inconsistent, but you could tell the form works and is scalable. And I think he could earn himself a second-round pick depending on what happens the rest of the month. So he's definitely someone to keep an eye on. Leif, any final thoughts before we head out? This is our last show before Selection Sunday. So we will be back next week with some more contenders, pretenders, and just breaking down the bracket. But Leif, anything before we go?
I wanted to say, like, watch out for this player, but maybe I'll have to tweet it after because no one's coming to my mind. Ron Harper Jr. could be a guy who improves the stock, like he said. I could see him having a big tournament, a Big Ten tournament, win a game or two in the tournament as a sleeper team.
Hey, I'll go ahead and say mine there. That's actually a good thought-provoking question. The two I have that could see major bumps in their stock this year or boosts in their stock this year come tournament. And, you know, I just blanked on who it was. I just stared at my big board, and I was like, yes, this guy. And then I forgot who it was. The first Kendrick Davis of the American Athletic, I had SMU making the final. So that could be big for him. He'll make the NCAA in that scenario. All they have to do, I think, is win one game, and they're probably – like, they just can't fall. As long as they stay on their feet for the most part and not, like, just slip down the stairs, they're good. Being the last team in, but they kind of just have to keep, you know, they control their own destiny entirely in this. And he's a quick guard who can shoot, best handles in the country. He's undersized, but has good vision. I'm very big on him. Oh, and the other was Iverson Molinar. We talked about him. If he beats Kennedy Chandler and propels Mississippi State into the bubble, that's a big one. So those are my two guys. And I just realized I went with two guards, but and that'll actually be the last thing. I know you said you'd tweet it out, but did that inspire anything for you?
It did. I got two teams that have punched their tickets already, so there's no bubble talk. We got Murray State and Loyola Chicago. Both teams, watch out for Murray State. They're really fast. They're really good. Watch out for Tevin Brown, one of the best shooters in the country. And then for Loyola Chicago, I tweeted this yesterday, actually, and that's how I thought of it when I said I'd tweet something out. I would take Lucas Williamson with an undrafted free agent. He's a fifth-year senior. He's steady. He's figured out how to shoot, and he's the best defender in that conference, and I think should have won player of the year. So you don't want to piss off Sister Jean, one, and secondly, and maybe more importantly for the – well, actually, not more importantly, because Sister Jean's incredible, but But if you're an NBA draft team, I'd strongly consider taking a look at a very quick call on the undrafted free agent market for Lucas Williamson.
I'll have to watch him. I'll add him to my board. Well, this is our conference preview turn, or excuse me, conference tournament preview. This is obviously recorded on a Monday, so we haven't seen some of the games fall out, but you can tell it's recorded on a Monday based on how much we slipped our words, especially to open it. That is the most Monday thing I can think of. But we also covered the All-American previews and who we see getting in there. And next week, we will be back again with Pretender, Contender, and break down the bracket as much as we can. We'll try and give you the NBA draft outlook, and we'll try and help you build out your bracket to sound really smart when you're in your family pool and everything. We might overthink it, but we'll give you some insights. But in the meantime, thank you so much for listening to Locked On NBA Draft. If you haven't already, please give both of us a follow. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see our Twitter handles just right here at the bottom. I am at Mavs Draft. Leaf is at Leaf Tulin, LeifThulin. And we're still available on all podcast platforms. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to us on YouTube. Thank you so much, and enjoy Selection Sunday.